Yeah, so I was asked to give a history of my history, and of course that will include some history of the development and things that have happened over the years with order meetings and chapter meetings. So I thought I'd give you a little bit of background, given that it is a history. So I was ordained in 1973, and in some ways that wasn't that long after the founding of the order. It was 5 years. It's quite a long time. I thought it was like forever, and I was really, you know, new. But as we know, Bante founded the order in 1968. So he ordained quite a lot of people in 68 and 69, and I came along to the movement in 1970. And there wasn't really a very strong sense of an order. There was a strong sense of community, but not really a strong sense of the order. Bante was the kind of primary presence, as it were. And there were some order members around. Some of them didn't use their order names. And I got the impression that some of those early order members, even though I'm coming along in 1970, and it's only the previous 2 years, had already drifted away a little bit. And I think he made a decision that he needed to get to know people better before he ordained them, so that we knew the nature of the commitment that we were going to undertake. And so I think there was one or two ordinations in 1970-71, but what he did was he met with people in a way, it was a kind of like a proto-GFR group, I suppose, doing some study with people, like a little pre-ordination course. So he met with people. So then in 1972, four people were ordained. It doesn't sound a lot now, but actually it was quite a lot then. There'd been this little bit of a gap. And then in 72 and 73 and 74, a whole bunch of us who'd come along together, peers about the same age, we were all ordained. So it was a bit like a fresh kind of impetus to what he'd begun in 1968. So most of us were around the old North London Centre, the first North London Centre, which was called Punderica, which was in Archway. And my memory of chapter meetings were that they were called order meetings. I can't quite remember when they became chapter meetings. Someone may remember. My memory of dates is very bad. So we went to an order meeting, and we went to an order meeting on Friday nights and at the centre. And it was anyone around. In fact, I think it was may have been the only order meeting, actually, at that point in our history. And it was kind of open to anyone to come. One of the things we did do was, those of us newly ordained, as it were, encouraged older order members who'd kind of drifted, you know, to come along and re-engage. And some of them took that opportunity, and that was very, very good. So it was mixed. It was large. Sometimes Bante would come because he'd come back from his sabbatical and he was living up in Muswell Hill. So he'd come to the order meeting, and sometimes he'd lead study and sometimes he'd just talk to us or whatever. But one of my abiding memories of that particular period, just after I was ordained and during my... I was around the North London Centre for about 5 years, I think. Not all of them as an order member. And we used to meditate together. So we'd go upstairs to the shrine room and we'd meditate together before we talked downstairs. And we'd do our visualization practice. That's what we did week in, week out. And sometimes we'd all do our own visualization practice, and sometimes somebody would lead through their visualization practice. So we'd have a sense of that kind of world. And that was a very lovely way to start an order meeting. And I think we felt very strongly that doing our visualization practice together in that way, or doing a visualization practice together, was a way of communicating through our common going for refuge, but on a more mythic, archetypal, imaginal level. And I think that was a very strong feeling at the time, and for quite some time after that, so many years, I think. So yes, and we go downstairs and I can't actually remember what we did, but we probably just talked and discussed things, and maybe we did some study and so on. And in a way, I think my memory of that time, the times around Punderica, in a way it all kind of blends together, living in communities. There's lots of communities around the centre, chapter meetings, order weekends, all those kind of things, just, you know, living the order life, as it were, living the Dharma life together very intensively. We were all quite young, we were all very idealistic. And in 1974, Bhante led his first seminar on the Bodhicharya Avatara. And those who'd been on that were obviously very inspired, and all that kind of trickled back, you know, the Bodhisattva ideal, and particularly his emphasis on the fact that collective practice, be it living together, working together, doing puja together, doing anything intensively together, were the conditions for the arising of the bodhicitta. And that, I think, that just really kind of set us off. You know, we caught fire. We're very, very idealistic. We thought that was going to happen tomorrow. Already happened, probably. You know what you like when you're young. It's great, isn't it? So there were lots of opportunities for intensive collective practice. And I think the other thing about those times in the kind of mid and late 70s where we had also order conventions. We started to have order conventions. So the first one was in 1974, 1975, 1976. We had mixed order conventions. And it's hard to imagine now, but that was at a time when you could sit in one room in a smallish circle of order members with Bhante, and you could discuss the future of the order and the movement. So many of the things that we do now, even though some of them have changed and we've modified them and relaunched them and so on, many of the things that we do now, we kind of brought into being, we co-created in those days. Things like, well, conventions themselves, regional order weekends, national order weekends, the order metta, and in the movement, the Kalyana Mitra system, the Mitra system. So we kind of sat and with Bhante's inspiration, but you know, genuinely he wanted to know, you know, what we thought and felt. You know, we worked together to create the order and movement. So very, very inspiring. And as well as the Bodhicharya Avatara, Bhante led some study on the stability of societies that we meet and part in, that we meet in large numbers to create the harmony of our spiritual community, and we meet and part in harmony. So all that was kind of very potent at the time, very, very strong. So I think we all felt, those of us who were around, that we were really in there and really kind of creating an order. And there weren't very many of us, so it felt really crucial that we do that. At some point, Bhante talks about, I think it's in that seminar on the stability of societies, you know, not to take the order or your order meeting for granted, not to go just because you don't feel like it on that evening, not to take it for granted, and to realise that you'll be missed, as it were, to realise that you'll be missed in the sense that, you know, in order to create, I suppose, the third order of consciousness, everybody needs to be there as fully as possible. So we very much kind of imbibed that kind of spirit from him, and, you know, wanted to do that, wanted to put that into practice. So that was my experience in the 70s around the North London Centre. And then we moved, we started to fundraise for the London Buddhist Centre, and we all had to move. It was short life properties. And the women, I think it was three women's communities, some of you present were there, moved out to east to Wanstead and formed a closed women's community that was called Amaravati. And that became a kind of locus and focus for women in the movement, sort of United Kingdom, if not Europe, at that time. And my memory's a bit hazy, but I think we probably did have order meetings, but there was probably only Sangatevi and me and an Omar, possibly Anjali later, can't remember. So it was quite small, and I'm sure we did our best. Quite small to be called an order meeting, but yeah, so we had them. And then, after a couple of years there, I moved to be part of the Croydon Centre. So I went to live in a women's community there, which was other women mitras around the centre. There was no order member, Dharmacharini at the centre. But I was overall women's mitra convener at the time. I had been already, and I moved there to be supported by them to do that. So I'd begun to travel quite a lot. So I travelled around all the centres in the UK, and sometimes I went to Europe, because the movement was growing, the order was growing. So I didn't have a regular chapter at that point. And, you know, that's okay for a while, but actually travelling's quite difficult. You keep travelling. I'd be invited to a chapter meeting or an order meeting, whatever centre I was at. And it was usually mixed, and sometimes I was the only woman present. They were very generous having me present. But, I kind of missed that weekly kind of ground, I suppose, of that kind of contact. And I did that for several years. And I guess my Dharmacharini contact at that point was order weekends.